now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah! See, a United States astro robot becomes a creature of death. Oh.
And Dave.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain.
Back to the House of Pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-movie podcast from classic cults and all the cheese in between. The movies are B, but the entertainment is grade A, and I'm your host, Jason Giaconetti, and this time I'm covering Dawn of the Mummy. That's right, and I'll get to it right after this.
Egypt, land of the pyramids, a nice place to visit.
Now on, it's going to be clear sailing all the way.
But would you want to die there? Dawn of the Mummy. Seferamun, ancient pharaoh of Egypt, has slept for 3,000 years.
A mummy in an undiscovered tomb.
Only now to be awakened by invaders searching for his forbidden treasure. Dawn of the Mummy. What terror have these young Americans brought upon themselves? How will they escape the Pharaoh's deadly wrath? His armies rising from beneath the ageless sands to avenge their master's honor. No one is safe. Nothing can stop him.
Lisa! I can't Lisa!
There is nowhere to hide. They just keep coming. Armies of the living dead, thirsting for blood. They are everywhere, and their quest for vengeance knows no limits. You can try to stop them.
No!
But you can't escape from the Dawn of the Mummy.
Dawn of the Mummy was released December 11th, 1981, with a 93-minute running time. Your director here is Frank Agrama. Frank Agrama is also the writer. You might or may not know who he is. He's most known for securing the deal with South American Broadcast Corporation to distribute the Contras miniseries Shaka Zulu the same year that he had founded Harmony Gold, Inc. Despite Shaka Zulu's massive success worldwide,
It left, actually lost money on that. He would eventually be producing such as Robotech, The Shadow Chronicles, other Robotech animated work, and the 1993 miniseries Heidi. Obviously, you know this. He was involved in a trial for tax fraud and all kinds of stuff. So, be that as it may, most people, if they know who he is, it's probably for one of those things. He's also given credit as the writer, along with Ronald Dorbin and Daria Price. He's also the producer. Cinematography was Larry Ravine and Sergio Rubino. Edited by Jonathan Braun. Music by Shuki Levy. Distributed by Golden Harmony USA, Goldfarb Distribution, with a supposed budget of $500,000. But some people might not believe. I mean, I guess it is $500,000. I'm not saying it's not, but I'm just saying it does not seem like there's that much money spent on this movie. All right. Anyway, so Dawn of the Mummy, a lot of you, if you know this movie, it's because you probably caught it on some late night show along the way. It is not. It's not something I'm trying to think. There might be a Blu-ray or something, but it really is not something that's readily available. I guess it used to be readily available. I remember there was a DVD and stuff like that, which I had. But if most people know this as being not much of a zombie movie, not much of a mummy movie, but more of a zombie movie. Anyway, the synopsis goes a little something like this. In Egypt, during the 4th millennium BC, slave raiders abduct villagers to be servants for the pharaoh Seraphima's burial. While standing around Seraphima's sarcophagus, they are killed with poison gas and the entrance to their tomb is sealed. Thousands of years later, three men, Rick, Tariq, and Karib, uncover its entrance. The burial's high priestess, now an elderly woman, says the tomb is cursed, but is scared off when Rick shoots his pistol in the air. Rick tells Tariq and Kelly and Karib to guard the tomb for the night and drives away in his jeep. That evening, three grave robbers arrive and are greeted by the priestess, who tells them to close the tomb to prevent the curse. They enter the tomb but get infected by its gases. One robber dies while the other two escape. Meanwhile, American models travel to Egypt for a fashion shoot. En route to the tomb, one of their tires gets punctured and they stop to replace it. Model Lisa asks director Gary to look at the dune. There, Lisa falls and finds one of the robbers' severed heads. The rest of the group takes them back to their location. Rick and his group return to the tomb and explore its burial chamber. Rick attempts to chisel a passageway into the chamber, but Tariq and Karib detonate its entrance with dynamite and open Seraphima's sarcophagus to look for more treasure. Okay, let me stop there. So I know I've read a bunch there. Because the beginning of this movie is boring. Sorry to say, it's just not the most exciting opening to this movie. There's a lot of talking, a lot of acting, and I use that term loosely. But it's literally not anything spectacular. There's nothing there that would be memorable. In fact, I bet a lot of people might have got about 10, 15, 20 minutes in and said, what am I watching here? And might have just given up. The shame is that the movie picks up in its back half, where all the mummy stuff happens. But nothing much happens up front. But let's go on. The next morning, the models' group shoots photos near the tomb. Karib shoots his gun at them, thinking they are intruders, but Rick and Tariq stop them. The models' group proceed to the tomb against Rick and his henchmen's objections. While doing so, their hot lights accidentally revive Seraphima. Rick snaps off the cable to one of the spotlights. Model Jenny is asked to go and find a battery for the spotlight, but spills a bowl containing one of Seraphima's organs, infecting her hand. Seraphima's followers come back to life. Now, here is where the zombies happen. This movie is notorious for being very low budget, very, very Italian, and it is very much a zombie movie, and that's where this thing is, why one of the reasons I picked this. I saw this movie a long time ago, probably. It could be on USA Up All Night or one of those things like that. It just was kind of cheaply made. There's not much here by way of story, especially in the first half, but there's a lot of really cool zombie, and in this case they're zombies. They're just played up zombies. They don't look like mummies. Monster action in this one. Tariq is left to return to his home while Jenny's infection burns her. Karib enters the tomb alone, cuts open Seraphima's mummy, and steals his crook and frail. A door to another chamber opens. Karib enters it, but is incapacitated by the door and dragged away. The following day, Rick and Tariq enter the tomb while searching for Karib. Karib and find Seraphima's crook, frail, and other treasures. At the campsite that night, the models find that the two robbers' corpses. Their heads are crushed. Meanwhile, the priestess enters the tomb, and the mummy kills her. The next day, as a model gets lost in the tomb. Meanwhile, Gary and Ahmed, go to town for a rest. Local Omar gives Jenny and Gary a smoke. Jenny sees the mummy and runs to Gary. However, the mummy is gone when he looks. Okay, so now we are getting to where the mummies are going to start, the zombies/zombies are going to start murdering everybody. And this is where the action really starts to pick up in this movie. It is very much in the same vein as a lot of other rip-off movies of the time in the way the zombies are done. But the zombie effects overall, they look kind of like mummies, but they are ultimately zombies at the end, are actually pretty effective here. The scenes of them, it's good. I mean, there's nothing earth-shattering, nothing to write home about, like as if this is like the greatest thing since sliced bread. But you will not be bored at this point in the movie, unless you hate it. That's really what needs to happen. At the tomb, the mummy decapitates one of the Tomb Raiders. Models Lisa and Melinda take a swim at the nearby oasis. Melinda leaves to take a walk and runs into a mummy and one of his soldiers. They kill Melinda by biting and tearing out her throat. Sounds like zombies to me! Meanwhile, Lisa looks around the tomb. Bill finds the gold there and calls out. Rick's severed head falls from the ceiling and lands in Bill's arms, because that's what severed heads do. He returns to the camp, running from the mummy's soldiers. Bill shoots the mummy, but to no avail. The mummy decapitates Bill, and Jenny gets eaten alive by the soldiers while Lisa and model June flee in a jeep. At Omar's wedding celebration, the soldiers eat the bride because this is off the rails. Everybody runs, but the soldiers kill many in the street. Lisa and June arrive and throw dynamite at the mummy with little effect. Aided by Omar, the models spread gasoline, light a fuse in a box of dynamite, and blow up the shed with the mummies in it. Let that sink in. Gary arrives and walks away with Lisa, June, and Omar. The mummy's hand later rises from the rubble. Yeah. So this was filmed in Egypt, but this has a very Italian crew leading the way. And that's why it's often mistaken as Italian film. But it's shot in Egypt, but it's very Italian at its core. It is not, obviously, a normal interpretation of of mummies. Not even zombies. They're zombies, but they're not straight zombies. They're not straight mummies. I don't think I've ever seen another mummy movie where they're zombie eating, they're like zombies and they eat flesh and stuff. I don't know. I don't think so. It's pretty graphic. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't have some graphic stuff in it, but it's not, oh my God, overly the craziest thing you've ever seen. What happened in the UK, they ordered that the movie was trimmed down in its most graphic scenes, cutting approximately 1 minute and 43 seconds in 12 different sections of the film. Some scenes include the mummy ramming the machete into the character Tariq's head, a man being gutted by a mummy, and the scene where the mummy's undead servants feast on this several characters. Those cuts were later waived in 2003 when Anchor Bay put the DVD out. The release of this, obviously, I said it came out on VHS, and it did have a DVD format. The film was released uncut in the UK by Anchor Bay, like I said, in 2003. This movie has seen mixed, might be nice, mostly negative reviews. Most people have said that this is it's a waste of time. It's received 0 out of 4 stars in the Video Hounds Golden Movie Retriever, which said it had no plot or acting, which sounds about right. It's definitely one of those movies that if people like it, they'll often say this is one of their guilty pleasures. Or if you're a horror fan, you just like it. But it's all for the gore and the killing and stuff in this movie. There's very little by way of like super deep story. Characters don't have a lot of intelligence in it, but it's not so insulting that you couldn't get through it. It's certainly not amongst the best zombie movies of the time, but it's definitely like, it's a movie you throw on and it's not boring. I mean, you've got to get past the first half though. It is dull. in the first half of what's happening. I mean, you kind of start fading, you know, you start, make sure you have a drink with you kind of thing so you can kind of keep yourself awake with this. The first half of this movie drags. The back half is actually where the best is, all the best stuff here. The entire film is really enjoyable in the back half. And some people have felt that it's actually a classic for its time, just the back half of it, the front half being suspect as it is. I watched this on Amazon. Actually, I think I purchased it. I think it was like $2 or $3 digitally. I do have the DVD. There is no Blu-ray yet. I cannot say that it wouldn't be a Blu-ray. I mean, there possibly could be a Blu-ray coming down the pipe, but I don't know for sure. Like, oh yes, it's coming this way, whatever. I would have a hard time believing that they would be able to clean it up enough for, let's say, what do you call it? I'm saying it'd be hard to clean this thing up for like a 4K restoration. So let me see. I'm looking here. Okay, here we go. Sorry. There is a Dawn of the Mummy Blu-ray. It is. It's Region 2, Region B 2. So it does have one. It appears to be nothing more than what was actually probably in the original DVD. You could rent it for $9.99. I think I purchased it for about the same price. But yeah, there is a Blu-ray. I'm looking at it right now. Sorry, I just pulled it up. But it's not from America. So this is something that would be played in Region 2. Yep. Sorry, just reading real quick. Treasured Films. That's what it is. It came out. Actually, oh, it just came out at the end of last year. December 9th, 2024 is why I don't know about it. It came out the very end of last year from Treasured Films. It's definitely Region B or Region 2. So if you are big into this, you can get it. Did you see this at a drive-in as part of like some creature feature in the early 80s? Did you catch it on some late night show? Did you happen upon it in a video store? I'd love to hear from you. Write in, let me know. You know, kind of thing you say. I still can all write in and I'll gladly read that stuff on the show and give you a shout out. So, you know, hey, is there, you know, do you have a story about the Dawn of the Mummy? Is this a movie that you watched and, you know, you have a little, you're like, oh, I definitely saw this or whatever. You know, like I said, write in, let me hear from you. All right, folks, well, that about does it for me this time. Sorry for such a, you know, quick banger of an episode, but honestly, Dawn of the Mummy, I don't know how much more I can explore of this without really pulling back the bandages, yuck, 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 you know, kind of thing, and exposing all that lays bare underneath. So thank you all for the downloads and the listens. It's greatly appreciated. You know, we all here do this as labor of love. No one is making any money doing this. So this is all for your enjoyment. Folks, that about wraps it up for Dawn of the Mummy. Not sure what's coming up next. We got, you know, there's still a lot of kind of things up in the air. We're kind of juggling things here and there, trying to make things work out. So for, like we say here, you know, and on, like we say here, keep those cards and letters coming. And keep watching the skies.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yangari? Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman, or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name,
Jason Jacanetti. I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Jacanetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots Bugs Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Jacanetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc. are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?